Buying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
It is a true story. 64 countries, and that represents 49% of human beings on this planet are going to vote this year, which is kind of wild.
That is absolutely major. En ek dink die verkiesing spesifiek. Mense sê dit seker elke jaar wat daar verkiesings is in groot gedeeltes van die wêreld. Ek dink die verkiesingsjaar spesifiek gaan soveel goed verander in terme van like the global makeup and the power players and who's doing what. And I think the most important thing is to vote.
Absolutely 100%. And just to give you a couple of the highlights, we're 60-odd million people, right? And we've got a job to get our elections going. India is voting this year. 1.4 billion people.
Yo.
Can you imagine running that IEC and trying to make sure you've got ballots in all the ballot boxes and counting afterwards and so on? It must be a mammoth exercise.
And also, India is massive. So om die stembusies uit te kry by al die uiterste gebiede. Ek kan nie eers dink van die logistiek wat daarbij betrokken is nie, but everyone needs the opportunity to be involved.
100%. So, 1.4 billion people in India voting, 350 million people in Indonesia are voting, Pakistan is voting this year, USA is voting this year, obviously the big Trump versus Biden 2.0, that's coming up. The entirety of the European Union is voting for the new EU Parliament, so that's another 500 million people on the ballot there. The Brits are technically voting. They've been told they will vote in 2024. We haven't had a date announced yet for the Englanders, so they're going to pick Labour or Tories there.
Do you know what I was saying? That it's going to be kind of a global shift with various people being elected in their positions. Rusland stem ook.
I was going to say
that. But I mean, there's probably one person on that ballot paper.
There are two joke elections coming up this year as well. You can vote in Russia and you can vote in North Korea. We're going to be, you know what I mean. But the point is, that's why it's so nice to be able to live somewhere where we can vote and where we can go out and make our voices heard, because 49% of the planet is going to the ballot box this year. And that's just cool. You know, it's a cool thing that happens.
It is. It is. I just want to get back to what you said earlier, Ross, about how the elections this year globally can really change. So we know that Joe Biden from the USA is speaking about the State of the Union, how important that is for them. So a while back, I spoke to Roland Henwood. He works at the University of Pretoria, and he spoke about what would happen if Trump wins again. And just to give you an idea, this was when we had the two-year Ukraine-Russia war going on. So this was his predictions concerning that.
If Donald Trump is elected again and he follows through on his threat of basically stopping support to NATO, stopping support to Europe, stopping direct support to Ukraine, that may be a game changer.
And this could influence what Russia does, what China does. So it's going to be a very interesting
year. Geopolitics.
You know what the thing is that actually bothers me is that there are so few young political leaders.
Can I give you a fact that'll blow your mind?
Please.
It's Trump versus Biden in America this year.
Yeah.
George W. Bush, who was president in 2001, is younger than both of those candidates. George W. is nog steeds onder. And we can save our conversation about, I believe firmly it's a hill I'll die on, that politicians should have retirement dates like the rest of us. 65 years, klar, go off and go and sit on your porch and chill yourself out. We'll save that conversation for another day. Maar dis ook, ons gaan natuurlijk stem. We've had our announcements made. And the last 2 days, we've seen two of the smaller parties confirm that they will be involved.
Yes, of course. So we've got Bosa, we've got Rise Mzansi, we also have Herman Mashaba's party, Action SA, who said they're going to be there. So we are voting.
Yeah, it was two of the big ones, Musi Mamane's Build One South Africa party, and everyone is going, are you going to get enough signatures to register? And they seem to have done so in all 9 provinces and the national ballot. And same story for Songezo Zibi's Rise Mzansi.
Yes.
They've got all 9 provinces and they're going to be on the national ballot. So there are a couple of smaller parties who are looking at making waves.
In the run-up to the elections, we will be chatting more on Explained Well and on the show in general about voter education and all of that kind of thing. But if you head over to @JacketDrive on Instagram, you can see the difference with those ballot papers, because I remember when we had the conversation about the different ballot papers, mense was ons is nou meer die mekaar as wat ons was voor julle begin praat het. But it's explained very well. There's an infographic. All of that information is up there. You can also go and find it on jacarandfm.com/drive.